25 years, we'll look back on this draft and say that the best and most accomplished quarterback in it was
Patrick Mahomes.
Why?
Because I think he's got the arm strength crew to make any throw out on the field. But I think he's also got the chutzpah to make that throw, to make the decision to make that throw. I think other guys have it in this draft as well. I think there are some guys that are very confident. But I think Patrick Mahomes believes that he honestly can make any throw out on the field at any moment. Rolling far to his left, throw it back to his right, got it. Throw the 15-yard out, dart, got it. Short screen, little flip screen, whatever you got to do, got it. I think he can make any throw. I think he's confident that he can do that, and that's a big thing.
That belief, though, could get him into trouble and has gotten him in trouble in the past, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've talked to a few people that have talked about the word reckless and used the word reckless as it pertains to Patrick Mahomes, and there are times where I think his confidence does get in the way. But I'd rather have a guy that has that confidence and have to rein it back in as opposed to, come on, Joey, go make that throw. You know you can make. I'd rather have the other guy, Aaron Rodgers type, the Ben Roethlisberger type, where you've got to talk him down from making that throw as opposed to, hey, I believe you can make that throw. You can make it. I'd rather that guy have a confidence that Patrick Mahomes has it.
Out of the other crew of quarterbacks, who do you like the best? You got Deshaun Watson. You've got Mitchell Trubisky from North Carolina. There's some that like Deshaun Kizer. Is there anyone else you like a whole lot out of those three?
No, I think you hit it. If I were to design my own offense and what I wanted to do, I think I would want Deshaun Watson. But I think for what the Texans want to do, I think Deshaun Kizer fits from what they've had in the past. But I think they want to move beyond that. I think they want to have a guy. And I think that's one of the things that Brock Osweiler showed them last year is that a quarterback with some mobility can help.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised that you get sort of a merging of the big, tall pocket passer with a guy that can move out of the pocket. That's Patrick Mahomes, and it's Mitchell Trubisky. Now, Mitchell hasn't played a lot of football. He only started 1 year at North Carolina because Marquise Williams was a record-setting quarterback before him. But I think you get with Trubisky and Mahomes sort of that same thing. Mahomes more gunslinger than Trubisky, but with Trubisky, you get really good decision-making, and he spins it very, very well, Drew.
Down on the pecking order of quarterbacks, but with a very intriguing upside, is a young aeronautical engineer out of the University of Tennessee. What's his future perhaps hold?
Very interesting. I mean, the fact that he's an aeronautical engineer, wherever he goes, he better learn a playbook, because I can hear that coach talking to him about, you're not an aeronautical engineer and you can't learn a playbook.
You're the stupidest smart guy I've ever seen.
I've used that line many, many times before. But I think Josh Dobbs could be very interesting. I was intrigued at the Senior Bowl watching him throw the football. I thought his arm strength was above and beyond anybody else that was there. I thought he threw the ball very well. I thought he was the most comfortable under center, which is not something he did a lot at Tennessee. You're going to probably more than likely take away the design runs from Josh Dobbs. You're not going to want him running the football a ton at the next level, but he's got that escapability. And he found a way to bring Tennessee back late in games. I think that's the clutch gene, if you will, that he's got, that I'm intrigued by him, Josh Dobbs for sure.